So my name is Apoorva Gandhi. I'm Vice President of Multicultural Affairs for Marriott International. Well, you can always check us out at www.marriott.com. If you want to learn more about our diversity programs, just add a /diversity to that. So www.marriott.com/diversity. If you want to find me on Twitter, it's at Apoorva Gandhi, one word. APOORVAGANDHI.
People might roll their eyes and say, oh, do we need another program like that? But the numbers do not lie. Demographics are changing in the United States, and there are new markets being created, and we have to all learn to get along or at least understand each other. Talk to me, Apoorva, if you would, about what this program at Marriott is all about.
Sure, sure. Thank you so much for the opportunity to chat about this. You know, the numbers don't lie. You're 100% correct. And, you know, this is about understanding your customers. This is about understanding and welcoming all for us in the hospitality industry. This is about understanding the differences that make a difference so that we can delight our guests from all walks of life. You know, cultural competence isn't political correctness. It's a business imperative to really understand a changing marketplace. Our Culture Day program, which is something we're so delighted and excited about, really is focused on understanding our travelers. It's informed by real scenarios at actual hotel properties, and it's created this Culture Day curriculum, gives attendees an overview of, you know, appropriate cultural terms. We know words matter, business and social protocols, traditions, trends, you know, cuisine, clothing, you know, understanding how to work to just really understand, be culturally competent so we can become culturally competent, and to really welcome our guests from all walks of life. You know, we always say, you know, at Marriott, we always put people first. It's part of our culture for over 90 plus years. You know, we want to welcome everyone, no matter where you come from, who you are, or who you love. We want everyone to have a great experience with us, whether it's business travel, leisure travel, family vacation, whatever it is. And we find that the numbers don't lie. We find huge rises in travel of Chinese travelers coming into the United States, Indian travelers. You know, there are more than 3.5 million annual visitors from Japan to the United States, according to U.S. Travel Association. And then you also have the rising demographic spending power within the United States. You know, the LGBT travel spend is over $60 billion a year, according to the American Hotel Lodging Association. So the numbers don't lie. It's important to our business, and equally as if not more important to our culture of welcoming all and putting people first.
The world is getting so global, and it's shrinking in so many ways. And I think instead of some people get nervous about it, I suppose, for different reasons, but would it be safe to say that you can chill about it and just embrace that times are changing and that we have to open our eyes to the different cultures that are out there?
Absolutely. And I say look at it as an opportunity. Look at it as an opportunity to understand people who are different than yourself. You know, there's a famous quote that says, "A mind expanded never reverts back to original form," if you know that quote.
Yeah.
But just to your question, I do think people just need to understand, maybe do some prep work. There's so many resources out there to help people understand things like business and social protocols. And for our associates at Marriott Hotels, welcoming folks from all walks of life all over the globe, we're happy that we can provide that resource to them. So they can be prepped and ready and know all the right terms, whether it's a quinceañera or a Jewish wedding or an Indian wedding. We want folks to know all that stuff ahead of time, and it makes them confident so they don't get nervous.
So let's take some examples here. Chinese millennial leisure travelers, what would we have to know about them, or what would you have to know about Chinese millennials at Marriott?
Like many millennials, technology is really important.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I met some actual Chinese millennial leisure travelers, and one of the things they told me is that if it's not on WeChat or not on Instagram, it didn't happen.
There you go.
So they want to go, right? Mm-hmm. Folks want to go out and have those experiences and post it to their platform of choice, whether it's Snapchat or WeChat, and really, you know, show the world all the fun stuff that they're doing and have those great experiences. But, you know, I mentioned WeChat, really important. You know, that's a platform that combines a lot of other platforms into one, whether it's communications, planning, sharing, et cetera. So many of our hotels who are seeing a lot of Chinese millennial travelers are getting smart about WeChat. They may, once they see a reservation, may choose to converse with them if they'd like, if the guests would like, to help in trip planning. So it's understanding technology. It's understanding, for maybe folks that are a little bit older, you know, the proper way to present a business card with two hands presented respectfully, and how to receive a business card, looking at it, not just putting it in your pocket or in your jacket. These are the differences that make a difference, and it's really important that we understand that.
You mentioned Latino Americans, Orthodox Jews, Indians, and LGBT couples. Just a few of the differences.
Let's start with our LGBT friends, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender. You know, imagery matters. Words matter. So, for instance, when marriage equality became the law of the land in the United States, you know, we wanted to make sure that our hotels were prepared so that if they had an LGBT couple come in, that, you know, when they went to tour the hotel, that our team were using terminology that made sense, right? That when they came into the offices, you know, to discuss like the wedding room, so to speak, that they saw images and pictures that looked like them. Because we want to make sure people feel comfortable. And also we want to build that confidence that we will welcome all, no matter who you are, where you come from, or who you love. We want to understand everyone's path towards this great event, and we're here to deliver and delight. You know, with our Latino friends, many cultures within that celebrate a quinceañera, which is when a young lady turns 15. It's a beautiful event, one that a family will have saved money for a long time, and we want to make sure ahead of time we know the terms, what are all the steps, so that they when they come in, we're ahead of the game. And we can build that confidence in them that we are going to welcome them. And we are also going to deliver a great event that will make their families proud, which is what we want to do. And with our Jewish friends, we talk in our Culture Day program about the differences between Orthodox, Reform, Conservative Judaism, you know, things like what does kosher really mean? What are things that we can do in a hotel to welcome and understand the immense importance of a bar or bat mitzvah, things like that. Indian weddings are probably our highest requested Culture Day events. So we make sure that we take people through best practices learned at other hotels. What is a barat? What is a sangeet? We want to know those terms so that, you know, one of the best compliments we get is sometimes when a family comes in and says, wow, you know more about Indian weddings than I do. We love that.
Also, you know, you mentioned the term cultural competency. It is a skill, but it's not really up to anybody else to be judgmental. And I think if you took that out of the equation, you'd go a long way to being culturally competent.
That's 100% right. You know, it's not about judging. It's about understanding. It's about having a global mindset. It's not about right or wrong. It's just about difference. We teach cultural competence all around the globe. And, you know, the beauty of it, it's not just something you can use in business. You can use it in your personal life, too. The world is becoming more and more fluid. People are going to all sorts of different places. It's something that can help people in their holistic lives. And, again, it's about understanding your culture, what makes you tick. It's about understanding someone else's culture and what makes them tick. And then just, you know, being prepared and understanding. And what we have found is that when people do that advanced work, it shows. And it actually results in a more productive experience for all, welcoming all, and shows really great business results.
Do you find that you get a lot of pushback on this idea from other guests, perhaps, or from your employees? Or are you finding that just in the time that's passed since we've spoken, it's become more accepted?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, we have received no pushback. It's actually been the exact opposite. Mm-hmm. Folks who are in the hospitality business, folks who have what I call the spirit of hospitality, they thrive. They want to soak up all this knowledge, one, because they're just interested, right? Mm-hmm. Hospitality kind of brings in those kind of folks who are interested in learning about different things.
Yeah.
But also, they want to delight their guests. And what we are finding is this thirst for knowledge to help them do that. So it's actually been really fun to watch. You know, our Culture Day program is expanding worldwide. We've gone all around the world. We've doubled our sessions every year, which has been really fun to see. And it's something that we actually are seeing overwhelmingly more demand for all over the world. Here's one of my favorites. Is in Asia and in, I think it was in the Middle East, we were asked to do a USA Culture Day.
Oh.
Because we had some properties overseas who saw a lot of Americans coming in and wanted to understand more about American culture and how they could delight American guests. So it goes both ways.
Yeah.
It goes around the globe, and it's a beautiful thing, I think.
Yes. Finally, for all those listening now who realize that they need to really bring cultural competence to their lives and their businesses, what's the best way, would you say, to get them started?
Well, a couple things. One, there are a lot of great books out there that really help folks understand different cultures. You know, the internet is amazing, right? There's just so many tools out there that you can use if you just Google, you know, a culture, say, Japanese business culture, there'll be a slew of websites that you can do. Sometimes taking those extra few minutes just to do that can really help you welcome someone, close a business deal, avoid a faux pas. So really, with the internet, there's just so much information. Now, what I would say is check two or three sites and just make sure that everything checks out, right?
Yeah.
Make sure you kind of check your resources. The good news is that Marriott, you know, we house a lot of information on our intranet, and folks always know they can call us anytime, day or night, for help. But I would just say, you know, do your prep work, check some trusted sites out there, read some books, and you'll be well on your way. It really just takes a few minutes of prep work, and it can give you many, many years of good business results and personal results as well.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but you mentioned faux pas. Any funny ones that you have come across maybe over the years that you make sure not to do again?
Sure. Well, absolutely. So I'll just use myself as an example.
Sorry to do that to you.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Let's just say I learned the hand gesture for okay. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know, United States means something drastically different in other cultures.
Oh.
And I'll leave it at that because I'm sure this is a G-rated show.
Oh, well, I'm intrigued now. I have to look that up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I made that mistake just once. Trust me.
and that was the first and last time, huh?
Absolutely.
Well, Apoorva Gandhi, it's been a joy talking to you. And thank you so much for taking the time. Anything that you'd like to add to conclude? I thought you did a great job.
Oh, thank you so much. No, I just want to thank you all for the opportunity to talk about cultural competence. And really, again, the results really are there for those who want to put the time in to just learn about the differences that make a difference, and welcome all. Thanks.